Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Here it comes, Tyler.
Slow build.
I want that beat drop.
It's coming.
Part of the rules of 960 The Rep.
Right.
Wait for the beat to drop. Welcome back in the morning show, 960 The Ref. It's presented by St. Mary's Medical Group. Logan and Tyler along with you. If you're asking yourself, where's Dave? Just know this.
We don't know.
We're asking ourselves the same questions, and we're getting no answers.
We're not supposed to know.
We're not supposed to know. Tyler, thanks for joining us this morning. Always a pleasure having you in studio. The fans and listeners love it as well.
I try.
Songs about rain this morning. A lot of rain earlier today. It looks like it's moving out. We got a pretty day out of our window.
We have to switch to songs about sunshine now.
Yeah, well, we've been getting a ton of rain regardless, and a lot of rain still in the forecast to come, so prepare for it.
That's right.
But what we prepared for all morning, we finally led up to that moment we've all counted down for. Mr. Rain Delay himself, the one and only Bill Shanks. Good morning, Bill. Thanks for joining us, as always. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
We're doing great. Is it raining in the Macon area still, or is it pushed through there as well?
No, it's out now.
Good.
It's gone.
Yeah, my 4 a.m. ride to work this morning was like monsoon conditions, man. I was worried about what the day was going to hold, but it moved through pretty quick. But regardless, we're playing songs about rain, and Tyler gave you Thunderstruck. Are you good with that?
Cool, yeah, whatever, that's good, I'll take it.
It's your walk-up song.
Absolutely. Hey, I guess we'll just segue right into exactly what everybody wants to talk about. The bringer of rain will not be bringing rain to Atlanta anymore. How surprised were you when you did see that Josh Donaldson signed with the Twins? And I guess just elaborate on that, how much does this sting for the Braves?
Well, I wasn't surprised. I think it was obvious that he hadn't gone back to the Braves by mid-January, that they had not offered him the kind of money that he wanted to have, and therefore, you know, it became obvious that he had other options and that he had other contract offers that were more along the line of what he wanted, which was around $100 million, and this deal for 5 years, not four, can obviously get him to that point. So, you know, I wasn't totally shocked, and I think I'm just glad we know we got to get it behind us now and see what happens to the Braves and how they move along without him. And they've just got to go get another bat for either third base or the outfield and find someone to hit behind Freddie Freeman.
Is that easier said than done at this point, though? Just go get another bat? I mean, there's certainly options out there, the Arenado trade rumors, the Chris Bryant trade rumors. Do you expect something to be done before spring training, or could we see a down-the-road deal that may happen?
Well, they better. If not, they're going to have Nick Markakis or Travis d'Arnaud as their cleanup hitter, and I don't think that's going to make anybody think they're going to win the division for the third straight year in a row. I mean, I think they've got to do something before the season starts, hopefully before spring training starts when they report on February the 12th. So, you know, I think they've obviously been having other discussions with clubs as far as what is possible to have a backup option in case Donaldson does not sign with them, and now they have to explore those other options, which – I think start and finish with two players, and that's Nolan Arenado and Chris Bryant, to see if they can get one of those two star players for the middle of the order, and I think that's where they start. I don't want anything to do with Marcell Ozuna. I think he's a defensive question mark. I think that Nick Castellanos is kind of the same way, and I don't want to block Drew Waters and Christian Pache for Nick Castellanos or Marcell Ozuna, which you would basically be doing, because you're basically saying, all right, we're going to have to trade one of these guys now because we've got investment, long-term investment, 3, 4, 5 years or whatever in Ozuna or Castellanos. You know, Starling Marte's name's been out there, and there's no doubt he's someone the Pirates could look to move to continue their 30-year rebuild. So I think that's a name we have to keep in mind. But to me, Nolan Arenado's one and Bryant's two. You got to go try to see what you can do. And look, a lot of people are going to say, well, don't trade the prospect. this farm system has been built for this situation,
right,
to where when you need a bat and you need some big piece for your team, you're able to use your farm system pieces to go get someone like a Nolan Arenado or a Chris Bryan. And I don't want to trade Drew Waters or Christian Pache, but for the best third baseman in baseball, yeah, I'll trade them.
On the flip side of this, what do you expect for Josh Donaldson going up to Minnesota? Obviously, the Twins were a 100-win team last year, team that I guess not a lot of people were really talking about, it seemed like, despite winning their own division. How do you see his 2020 season playing out?
Well, look, Donaldson's a very good player. He's a very good defensive player. And as long as he's healthy, he's proven over the last couple of years he's going to hit. And I think the big problem, I guess, Tyler, is for the Braves and for me, too, was his age. If Josh Donaldson had been 32 or 30 or 28, he'd be a Brave right now. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I don't think this was a financial thing and that, well, we just didn't want to pay the money. They didn't want to pay the money to a guy who's going to be 37 and have to spend a big chunk of that payroll on someone. And you got to remember this, that Freddie Freeman is probably going to get another extension. He's going to be a free agent after the 2021 season, so the Braves won't let him get the free agency, I really would doubt, obviously, unless something happens to him in the next 2 years here. And so they're going to be paying someone who 2 years from now will be 32 for a five-year contract, let's say. So that'll be 32, 33, 34, 35, 36. Well, I mean, did you really want to pay two players in their mid to late 30s $20-plus million dollars or $25-plus million dollars? I think that was something the Braves talked about internally, even though, obviously, two of their other stars, Ronald Acuña Jr. and Ozzy Albies, are going to be making a lot less than that to make it a little bit easier. But still, with the way the game has gone the last few years of being very skeptical about how long players can continue their great play into their 30s, I think that played into their thinking as well. That, you know, Donaldson's 34. In 3 years, he'll be 37. Well, do we want to pay a 37-year-old $20 million, or is he going to really take a downturn like a lot of players in their 30s have done over the last two decades?
Something Dave kind of touched on that, I'll get your opinion also, is age is definitely 100% a factor in maybe why the Braves didn't want to sign him like this. But are the Braves still playing the long game with guys like this, or is it more important to go for something now? If the window for a World Series, if you could see it the next couple of years, is that back into the contract? Was that enough to completely say we're not doing that?
Well, I think the Braves are trying to win the World Series. I think they've proven that by signing Cole Hamels. They've proven that by signing Will Smith. They are trying to be aggressive, but they're also trying to be smart and not box themselves into bad situations. You know, people can say, well, you know, here go the Braves being cheap again. I just don't think that's the case at all. I mean, look, if they don't spend any more money and their payroll starts the year at 130, then let's talk about them being cheap. I think they're going to spend more money. I think they're going to have to, or they're not going to be considered to be a serious favorite for this division.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think this was about his age. I think they just did not feel that it was prudent. Yeah, it was great for 2020 and 2021 maybe, but what's he going to be 2 years from now? And I think that's a very legitimate question. And I think that's something that they really battled with, because we know that Alex Anthopoulos loves him some Josh Donaldson. He's acquired him twice, so he probably didn't want him to leave. But you have to be smart, and this is not the Yankees or the Dodgers. This is not an unlimited payroll. It is something that does have restrictions on it, whether we like it or not. And therefore, you know, I think they just tried to be smart about it. And look, they didn't offer anything close to it, because I think we were all surprised that Donaldson didn't get more than what he got, and therefore, you know, they I think that means they probably offered 3 years $80 million or 3 years $75 million or 3 years something like that, maybe for a little bit higher per year amount, but not for the years that Donaldson wanted.
So obviously we saw Austin Riley get called up at the end of last year, and he came out of the gate hot and everything, and obviously fell off as the season went along, which is what a lot of people expected him to do, and you assume that he is going to become the third baseman of the future at some point. So if you bring in an Arenado or a Chris Bryant for this season, maybe a year or two, how do you go about incorporating Austin Riley to still mold him to be that third baseman of the future in this period of time, having somebody else play there?
Well, I'll tell you, if I'm trading for Nolan Arenado, Austin Riley's in the deal.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably, and I love Austin Riley, but I would rather trade Nolan I would rather trade Austin Riley for Nolan, in a deal for Nolan Arenado, and then not be able to trade Drew Waters or Christian Pache in that trade, because I would think, all right, I'm going to have my third baseman here 2 years, 7 years, whatever, and I'd rather be able to keep my two young outfielders and let Colorado. I mean, I would still Colorado, Tyler, on the fact that, look, here's a power-hitting third base kid who has got to work some stuff out. You're going to rebuild. You're not winning division. Let him out, go out there and have 600 at-bats and half of them in Colorado and see what he does, and let him work out that curveball issue. The Braves are unable to do that as easily because they're, you know, built to win right now. But for Bryant, I think that I don't know what it would cost for Bryant. I mean, there was talk that they wanted Robles from the Nationals, which was ridiculous. But I think you would try to not trade any of those top three position player prospects for Bryant. But Bryant can also play left field. So if you get Bryant, you could put Bryant in left field, and Riley and or Camargo could play third base, and you'd be okay in not blocking Riley for the long term if you thought Bryant was probably going to leave after 2 years. And since he's a Boris client, I think there's a good chance that would happen. So that's my thinking on that.
You mentioned, you know, the Austin Riley part of the deal. You and I agree. We've talked about it ad nauseum now. Christian Pache, Drew Waters, please don't trade those guys, Alex Anthopoulos. Keep them here. But five of the top seven prospects in the Braves minor leagues right now are pitchers. Ian Anderson, Kyle Wright, Bryce Wilson, Kyle Muller. How about those guys? Which one of those are off limits, if any of them are on limit? You know what I'm saying? Which one would you be okay getting rid of?
Look, I for Nolan Arenado, yeah. Nobody's off limits.
Right. I mean, even Pache and Waters? Or?
You know, if they had to include one of those two, mm-hmm. In the deal, I would do it, and that would make Austin Riley learn how to play left field even better than he did last year, which was really good. I'm telling you, Nolan Arenado is the best third baseman in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would probably want to require Nolan Arenado to waive that option in 2 years and make sure I have him for 7 years if I'm going to give them Pache or Waters. But I don't want to trade either one of those two, but we're talking about the best third baseman in the game. A lot of times in baseball, timing is everything. Here are the Braves with a need for a big bat. Their third baseman just left, and the best third baseman in the game, in my opinion, Nolan Arenado, is available for trade. Well, you've got to take advantage of that. You've got to make a deal with that. And therefore, you know, no one's in the Acuna category, and I love Pache, and he's not too far from that, and Waters is not too far behind him either. I mean, here's the thing. If Pache was not in this organization, Drew Waters would get more love for his defense because he's a great defensive outfielder. But people comparing to Pache, which is not fair because Pache's in another league, and they're both great defenders. So I don't want to trade either one of those. I really would love to have an outfield of Pache, Waters, and Acuna one day in Atlanta. But again, best third baseman in the game. He's available, and you want to win the World Series. And if you don't do something, you're going to have Marquez or Darno hit fourth. You damn well better not have anybody off limits in this trade discussion.
I hear you. Shifting gears just a little bit, of staying in the major leagues, though, since we've talked last, there's a couple of managers that no longer have jobs in Houston and Boston. How are you viewing this as an extreme measure? Is it appropriate? I know what they did is pretty egregious, but did it warrant the clubs getting rid of their top guys in the manager's office?
Yep. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It really did because, look, they cheated. And
yeah.
Cora was at the forefront of it. And unfortunately, you know, and I think this is unfortunate because I don't think he wanted them to do it, but A.J. Hinch didn't put a stop to it. And in a situation like that, you have to. And it's for Hinch, it's almost – I feel sorry for him because it's almost like a college football coach getting fired because there was some wayward person out there paying players. I don't think Hinch – I mean, I'm not saying he didn't know about it because obviously he protested it, but he didn't put a stop to it. But I don't think he should be as blamed for it, but, I mean, I don't blame the Astros for making the change because it's an embarrassing situation for sure. And the Mets are going to probably fire Carlos Beltran before he manages the game for him for the same reason. Because I don't think that he's going to stay around. I think he's going to be let go probably today, maybe, before his involvement in it as a player. And it's hard to shake something like that, you know, when you've been accused of being a cheater, and so I'm not really surprised. I think it's unfortunate because obviously Cora did a lot for the Red Sox helping them win. But you know what? You wonder if he cheated. And therefore, I don't blame the Red Sox at all for moving past that.
When you now think of the 2017 Astros, is that an asterisk next to that World Series now?
Well, it will be, even if it's not done officially. I mean, I think people will wonder, and Dodgers fans will definitely wonder. But look, that was still a tremendous team that I think you have to give credit to. I hate that those players who didn't cheat or didn't participate in it and help them win are going to have an asterisk next to their name. And maybe they did cheat, maybe they didn't, but I just think it's unfortunate because that was a heck of a team a couple of years ago, and they deserved to win the World Series. But if they cheated and got away with it, you know, I think I feel sorry for Dodgers fans more than Red Sox or Astros fans.
What, if anything, do you see the MLB doing about this to prevent something like this from happening again going forward?
Well, it's kind of like 2 years ago when the Braves got popped for their international stuff. I mean, if that doesn't deter people from stop doing what the Braves were doing, and there are a lot of teams doing that, I don't know what will. And if teams look at what happened to these guys and don't stop doing what they're doing, they're crazy. So, I mean, I think they wanted to send a message here. And they did it, and the team sent a message as well by getting rid of these people. And if that doesn't stop people, then and we got crazy people out there who will keep on doing it. You know, there are people in this world every day who will see people on television, on camera, walk into a store and steal money from a store, and they'll turn around and go down the street and rob a daggum flash foods in a heartbeat. So there's stupid people everywhere. I think that if this doesn't deter them, I don't know what will.
Speaking with Bill Shanks of the Bill Shanks Show, 93.1 FM in Macon, 98.3 FM in Warner Robins. Just a few more minutes with you here, Bill, but since we've last talked, a lot of changes have happened in the Georgia football program. We got a new quarterback. What do you know about Jamie Newman? How excited are you about the potential for maybe a little different look with Jamie Newman this fall in Athens?
For the scenario that played out, Logan, for the Georgia Bulldogs to lose their quarterback, their running back, four significant members of their offensive line, a tight end, to have a situation where they are able to acquire, and I use that word loosely, John, because I'm referencing the transfer portal and practically free agency in college football, an experienced quarterback who could come in here for 1 year and try to help his own cause with his NFL draft stock and at the same time help this team win maybe in even a different way. I don't know how Georgia fans could feel any better about the situation. Mm-hmm. You're always going to worry when a quarterback leaves and goes away, but to have someone like Jim Newman walk in and he's good. I followed his season and just simply doing my notes and watching what happened in the ACC and trying to keep up with that. And Jamie Newman had a great year. He had a great receiver, a couple of very good receivers as well behind Surratt. And he got the ball to him. So he was doing something right. And obviously running for just under 600 yards adds to his resume. And look, I'm excited to see him in a uniform, to see what he can do and to see what the offensive scheme could be with him in it. And I just think to go from a very big downer of losing a three-year starting quarterback to having someone, you know, 2 or 3 days later, announced he's coming to Georgia with the resume and the stats that Newman has compared to what they would have had if Newman wasn't available. It's a great thing and a great addition, and I can't wait to see what happens this year.
Is LSU the best college football team you've seen in your lifetime, or can you think of one that was better?
Well, you know, people my age, I think, are going to bring up the Nebraska teams in the 80s as being dominant. There were some Miami teams also in the 90s that were really good. I think of the going from 2000 to now, yeah, I don't see how you can say they're not. It's just the way they beat people and how they face the competition they face. We had the conversation in college football about you know, how teams don't play other big teams and they have weak schedules. Well, this is about as tough as a schedule as you're going to see in your lifetime.
Yeah.
And for them to not only win games, but to win as they did, like over Georgia by 27 and by 17 over Clemson and beat the crap out of Oklahoma, I mean, it's hard to not say they're not one of, if not the best teams we've seen in a couple of decades. I mean, they weren't a dominant defensive team. They were a good defensive team. They played well on defense, but they simply outscored you no matter who they were playing. And And, you know, I know the Alabama game wasn't very close. Mm-hmm. And Alabama kind of closed the gap there at the end, but they beat the crap out of Alabama, too, in my opinion, in Tuscaloosa. So it's hard to say they're not. They were a pleasure to watch. It was fun to watch a team play that well and that easily against good competition and good teams, including against Georgia, because it was like you had to do nothing but tip your hat to them. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were just that good. And I hated that Georgia wasn't in that position to be able to beat them or be that good themselves. But, man, that was a juggernaut. I think we knew after the – well, I think we even said before the SEC championship game, if they beat Georgia in this defense easily, nobody's going to stop them in January, and they didn't.
It's easier to swallow because it's LSU. It wasn't Auburn. It wasn't another Alabama. It wasn't, I don't know, for God's sakes, Florida or someone we absolutely hate. So I don't think anybody around here is miserable because LSU won. But I'll say this. It does make me very jealous. It makes me envy what they're celebrating right now, and I'd like to have that feeling one of these days, Bill.
Well, sure. Look, and they had lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
I give them tremendous credit. I mean, I think the Ed Orgeron coaching job and what he did is the best coaching job I've ever seen, and I always piss Alabama fans off when I say that, but I don't really care. Ed Orgeron was able to humble himself, take a step back, and notice that he had to do something different in order to beat the big mountain lion on top of the mountain, and that was Alabama. I hope others may learn that lesson as well, and I think they'll be forced to if they continue to have to go to the Sugar Bowl and miss out. But still, Ed Orgeron did a great coaching job, and to simply let Joe Brady and Steve Ensminger run things and do things differently from what LSU did in the past. And look, if it was Auburn or Florida or Tennessee, I would have lied to you and said, no, that wasn't a very good year. They were just lucky and they were suckers. But, LSU did catch lightning in a bottle.
Yes, they did.
And it's not an indictment on their program to say they're going to not be as good next year, but they're not going to be as good next year with all those people leaving. It's just fact.
Absolutely not. Bill, always appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for talking. In Dave's absence, he's usually the ringleader. So did we forget anything? How did we do with the minor league questions this morning?
You did fine. Just want to remind everybody to go to my new website,
yes.
Sports Illustrated website, BraveCentral.com. We'll continue to have analysis and news about what the Bravos are doing. So BraveCentral.com. Please go there and go there frequently.
It's how I keep up with all my Braves news day to day. We appreciate it, Bill. All right, we'll catch you next week. Dave will be back, and we'll keep things rolling.
Okay, thank you, Logan.
Thanks, Bill. We appreciate it, bud. Bill Shanks of the Bill Shanks Show. Quite the name.
The one and only.
93.1 FM in Macon and 98.3 FM in Warner Robins.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.